Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbionica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or toxins. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbionica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbionica.com, Symbiotica.com.
If you're about to make a change in your life and you feel uncomfortable, that's the best feeling you can have. Because for the first time in your life, you're making a decision that's going to be best for you and not what somebody told you to do. And that's when all bets are off.
Welcome to Money Making Conversation Masterclass. I'm your host, Rashawn McDonald. Our theme is there's no perfect time to start following your dreams. I recognize that we all have different definitions of success. For you, it may be the size of your paycheck. It's time to stop reading other people's success stories and start living your own.
Keep winning.
This is Rashawn McDonald. I host this weekly Money Making Conversation Masterclass show. Always, the interviews and information that this show provides are for everyone. It's time to start reading other people's success stories and start living your own. My guest is a former Miss Michigan and a former Miss UNCF. She's a proud graduate of Clark Atlanta University, member of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority, Inc., and the UNCF director for the Empowerment Me Tour for the last 10 years. Please welcome to Money Making Conversation Masterclass, Stacy Spratt. How are you doing, Stacy?
Hey, how you doing?
Stacy, did I miss anything? Because you have some powerful critics there, girl. You have some upper level critics there.
I think you hit everything. I think you hit it all.
I'm trying to figure out how you didn't become, you know, like Ebony had the, you know, the homecoming queen. And why that ain't in his resume? You got everything else. How you at Clark Atlanta University? Listen. How you missed out on being Miss Homecoming Queen?
Listen, I was on the royal court of the homecoming.
Oh.
So I was a part of the homecoming activities, and I was first attended to Miss Clark Atlanta University. So there you have it.
I know you had to be close. You don't go from Miss Michigan.
Close.
You got too many Miss Misses in your name, you know, before you get to your name, okay? I love it.
Look, I didn't quite win, but I was there.
I know you were there now. Crazy. Looking around at Delta, too, because you had Delta votes. You had everything. You had everything listen, working for you.
Listen, had them Delta votes, and listen, still was first runner-up. So, listen, it's all good.
Okay,
yes.
You know, I'm assuming, where were you born and raised? I'm seeing Michigan. Are you from that area?
Let me tell you something. I was born in Toledo, Ohio.
Okay.
By way of, then I lived in Saginaw, Michigan.
Uh-huh.
Then from Saginaw, I moved to Jackson, Mississippi. Then I lived in Cleveland, Ohio, where I graduated high school. And then I went to Clark Atlanta University and Georgia Tech, and I moved back to Michigan. And that's how I became Miss Michigan USA.
Okay, now you know we need a lot of compasses. You know, back in the day, AAA had that little map, that little triptych map. You just start flipping and flipping and flipping. I ran out of pages on you, girl. I ran out of pages on you.
That was me. Lived everywhere.
Now let me ask you this: was it the military? It was just that caused you to move all those different locations, or what made you move?
No.
What make all those moves?
My father, he you know, a great man and did some great things with General Motors.
Okay.
And he moved all around. Mm-hmm. So we moved from place to place to place. Everyone always asked me, was it military? And no, it was my father.
Well, that's a good thing. You know, like you said, two things came out.
Absolutely.
Your father, and you used the other word right after that, a great man. And the other word after that, he was working.
Man.
So all the good things are that a lot of black men get, you know, oh, that doesn't happen. You know, they don't do that. We get negative about not taking care of being responsible. You're saying, hey, my father's right there. We moved because my dad.
And still right there. Absolutely.
Still right there.
My dad and my mother. That's right. Together.
Okay. So now how did you get to Clark Atlanta University?
Oh, goodness. So both my parents went to Clark College. Okay.
Oh, okay.
So I have been going to Clark College Homecoming since I can remember.
Mm-hmm.
And I always wanted to go to Clark Atlanta University. Mm-hmm. So I played high school basketball and got a full scholarship to Clark Atlanta to play basketball. It was my dream school. And both my brothers, who are older, one went to Howard and the other one went to Morehouse. So we're an HBCU family.
Girl, so both your parents, right? And then your two brothers and you. Did they say anything about a predominantly white institution in your house?
Well, you know what? Listen, I went to Georgia Tech also. I did
that's a dual degree
program.
Mm-hmm.
They told me I could go anywhere I wanted to go.
Right.
You know, but if it was free, that's really where you're going.
There you go.
I've been on
a
basketball scholarship. So
there you go.
It's for the free.
Congratulations.
That's the best. Yes.
Because Lord knows I didn't have a scholarship. I was hustling, working part-time. I was just trying to stay in school. And fortunately, when I finished college, I didn't have a student loan. So life was blessed.
Listen,
okay,
that's bomb.
You know
what I'm
saying?
That is great because the cost of college right now is just astronomical.
When you say about HBCUs, we're going to get to your why I got you on the show. Because I got you here for a minute, but I always like it's a personality interview I do, because I want to let everybody know that, you know, we all started different places. You know, my first caller came from a smaller city right outside of Birmingham, Alabama, and rose to be a chief information officer at FedEx. Okay,
nice.
Your parents took you all over this country. And then they were Clark College graduates before it became Clark Atlanta University when they merged the two schools. And
that's right.
What are the blessings of going to an HBCU?
Oh, let me tell you something. The blessings of going to an HBCU, it's seeing people that look like you. It's being in a classroom setting, and this is my experience, it's being in a classroom setting where teachers pull your coattail and pull you to the side and say, hey, you know, I know you can do a little bit better. It's a place where you're able to see different cultures of blackness. You know what I mean? It's a place where you come together for homecoming, you know, with your brothers and your sisters. You know, Greek life is your brothers and your sisters. It doesn't matter what sorority or fraternity you're in. When you come together, it is just like you love on each other. So there's nothing like attending an HBCU. And these are your forever friends. These are for your ever partners in crime. These are your forever people that you could potentially do business with. I mean, it's great when you have business ideas that you can go and think about, dang, who did I go to school with that could help me through this or help me do this? That's what an HBCU is for me in my experience at Clark Atlanta.
Now, you are tied to UNCF, which is United Negro College Fund, correct?
That's correct, yes.
What is the role of the UNCF?
Oh, wow. You know, the UNCF, we're celebrating 80 years, okay, of providing educational support for students. You know, whether these students attend HBCUs or they attend majority institutions, it's about providing an educational support for those students and people that can't, you know, fund their educational process.
Right.
So it's not just about getting students to college. We really strive to get students through college and providing educational support.
You know, it's really important that we talk about this, educational support, when you look at the academic excellence that comes out of HBCUs. I always rattle off the numbers, you know, 40% members of Congress are who are black are from HBCUs. 75% of the dentists and medical doctors are from HBCUs. 50% of the black school teachers are from HBCUs. 30% of the STEM graduates are from HBCUs.
Damn.
You know, this is the bam, 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 bam that you get out of HBCUs. But yet and still today, you know, you have these little advocacy groups of negativity, I call them. You know, they're striking down diversity, equity, and inclusion. And they're turning right around and turning their eyes right at HBCUs. Why is that happening? And do you have any comments on that?
Well, you know, I think what's important for us to truly know and understand is, you know, historically black colleges and universities are historically black. We're not exclusively black.
Correct.
So, you know, we were brought about during a time where black and brown people could not attend certain institutions. So we were created not in exclusivity, you know. So I think we just have to, you know, they have to remember that. You know, we don't exclude anyone, just like with our within our scholarships, you know. Anyone can apply to UNCF scholarships. It doesn't say mark here, you know, it just depends on what type of scholarship it is. It depends on, you know, what the need is. So I just think it's just important that our HBCU graduates continue to support our HBCUs, not just, you know, attending homecoming, but giving of your time and your finances to your HBCU.
And that's important. And that's why, you know, I'll be honest with you. I graduated from University of Houston. I'm a powerful advocate of HBCUs because I feel, you know, God gave me a talent to market and brand and elevate.
Right.
And I felt that a gift like mine needs to be in this lane, to be able to push and be able to talk. And it's been a blessing for me personally because of the fact that, you know, my whole company is tied to uplift, motivation, you know, a creature of change,
yes,
a creator of excellence.
Yes.
And when I look at HBCUs and I bring a guest like you on the show who attended one, know you have an advocate, and this whole show is built around black excellence. And because
I love it.
I cannot, and I despise how people use false narratives, especially when you talk about diversity, equity, inclusion, which impacts white women. Because white women are minorities.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people don't know that. Minority,
mm-hmm.
that minority mm-hmm. word ain't just black people no more. You know, they change it to
right.
people of color and everything. But they always insinuate it's only for black people. You know what I'm saying? That's the part that annoys
right.
me. It's like when George Floyd, unfortunately, was murdered, you know, there was a huge positive groundswell for donations, and HBCUs was riding high. Am I correct in making that statement?
Well, I think they were, I mean, I think HBCUs have been, you know, riding high. I mean, even during COVID, you know, there have been so many supporters, to be honest with you, that have given money and funding for scholarships, you know, to UNCF. So to educate our black and brown people. I think right now, you know, it's just, I agree with you in a sense, but I also agree that we've been riding high like these past few years, even, you know, through COVID, to continue to stand and to continue to support our students.
Absolutely. Let me say that correctly, because I don't want to diminish any level of excellence or academic attendance. During that George Floyd, there was a tremendous amount of donations made to HBCUs, led by former Jeff Bezos, his wife. Like, gave millions of dollars.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, that's right. Yes, but, yes,
you know,
yes.
And so and then all of a sudden, you know, we started seeing a shift of donations. People wondering why we got a deal, and then that's when the narrative of down in Florida with DeSantis was talking about funding any school who recognized, like, Florida just dropped their program, and it was looking at HBCUs like FAMU and Bethune-Cookman and questioning their academic rationale, and like you were saying, making it seem like only black people attended these schools, like they were racist
that's
programs,
right.
when we know for
that's
a fact
right.
that's not true. And so that's what I'm saying
that's
is that
true.
I just try to state the facts. States. I try to state the facts very clearly, and that's why one of the reasons I wanted to bring it on the show. When we come back, I'm going to break. When we come back, we'll talk about that tour. But this first half, we're just talking about life. We're just talking about HBCU, talking about you getting a basis of who you are. When we come back, we're going to talk about this tour so we can get more students in HBCUs and also get more donations to come your way. Don't go nowhere. You listen to Money Making Conversations Masterclass, and we're talking to Stacey Spratt. Did I tell you she was Miss Michigan? Did I tell you she was Miss UNCF? That's here. Okay, you find out when you get back. She's the truth. Bye-bye.
We'll be right back with more Money Making Conversations Masterclass with Rushan.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
McDonald's. Welcome back to the Money Making Conversations Masterclass, hosted by Rushan McDonald. Money Making Conversations Masterclass continues online at moneymakingconversations.com and follow Money Making Conversations Masterclass on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Stacey, UNCF Director for the Empowerment Me Tour for the last 10 years. Tell us about that.
Okay, yes. The Empower Me Tour is a traveling road show. We handle career readiness and also college readiness. So with our college readiness, we like to go to places where there aren't HBCUs. Like this past year, we executed in Chicago and also in Wisconsin, where we had thousands of graduating seniors who were able to talk to our HBCU counselors. Some of them were admitted into school right on the spot. Some of them received free scholarship dollars, four-year scholarship on the spot. It's a time where they're able to learn about financial aid, how to apply for colleges and universities, what type of major they might want to major in. It's content that is all around preparing our students for college and university and preparing them for a potential career.
Wow. Now, when you talk about preparing, you know, because of the fact that's the key, knowing what to say, what to do, and giving opportunity. Now, when I go to the UNCF website, they have intern opportunities, you have scholarships opportunity. Now, that's there are 105 to 107, depend on accreditation of these different HBCUs that are available out there. Mm-hmm. Are all of the HBCUs associated with UNCF?
Well, there's 37 UNCF HBCUs.
Okay, cool.
But with our scholarships, though, you can attend, you know, it just depends on, you know, which scholarships you apply for.
Right.
But you can utilize some of those scholarship dollars to attend any HBCU or any majority institution. You know, our scholarships can change every couple of weeks. So I tell people, please, please, please check back like every couple of weeks and go to opportunities.uncf.org in order to see what internships we have available for my young people that are in college looking for an internship. If you are a graduating senior and need scholarship dollars, make sure you check us out and see what scholarships we're offering. But I also tell people, don't start your senior year. Start, you know, your freshman year, your sophomore year, just to see what types of scholarships are out there for you.
And it's really important that we do this, you know, when you talk about, because again, you know, we are just trying to narrow the gap of opportunity. And those internship programs, I did them in college. They saved. I worked offshore. I worked, I worked at IBM as an intern.
Yeah.
And they were the networking, because we're going to go to the next. We're going to talk about the power of networking. And because of the fact that that's what they lead you into, because a lot of people don't want to. It's not playing the game, but play the system. And to play the system right, mm-hmm. sometimes you can't get the job you want if you're trying to get it when you graduate. Sometimes you have to get the job you want when you're just showing up or 4 hours a day or a couple of hours a day, a week. Sometimes you may not even get paid for that opportunity. But generally they pay you a small amount of money to allow you to come in and work within that relationship. And sometimes, like I was fortunate, I would tell you, Stacey, when I finished my internship at IBM, they hired me. It was no guarantee,
Absolutely.
But they hired me. So the
Same
importance
for
of
me.
Right, you know what I'm saying? And so that's why it's important. Now, 10 years ago, because I'm looking at your resume, you got into the Empower Me Tour. How was the tour when you first started with it 10 years ago, and how has it grown, and what are the great values that you've seen over the years that just make you smile, and sometimes may even bring you to tears?
Right. So with the Empower Me Tour, I mean, the founding sponsor of the Empower Me Tour is Wells Fargo. And at one point with the tour, we didn't have our counselors actually on site offering scholarships. So to see where our UNC of HBCUs are offering millions of dollars in scholarships to graduating seniors in Chicago, you know, in Milwaukee, you know, it is so empowering. And just to see those faces, a lot of these students are like, I didn't even know HBCUs existed. I didn't even know I could attend college. I didn't know I could get into college. That is what we're watching and we're seeing these kids experience. And it's something that sometimes I just can't even put into words. It's the joy. I feel so much joy for these students, and these kids feel so much joy for themselves, and they're clapping for each other, and they're happy for each other. It's beautiful. It is a beautiful.
Well, let me help out, Stacey, because I can put it in words. I've been to it. You know, you go there, if you're a parent, because the parents, that's the beauty, because the parent and the child are there, okay? And you have these long lines. You know, it's some colleges out there got the long line. Howard always got a long line. You know, they always got a long line. Fairmont always got a long line, you know. That don't mean they're the best, but they got the long line because they got the reputation and they're always on TV and everything. Hampton, all of them. You know I'm telling the truth. HBCU, you come in there with your test scores. You come in there with your transcripts, and you can walk in there and walk out with a full ride. I've seen this.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, and that is.
Am I not telling the truth, Stacey?
It's the truth, and that's not where we started. And look at us now.
Just come in there, and see what happens is that allows HBCUs to have tier one students, because that's all colleges want. They want the tier one, then they can raise up and they get more funding, and they can go to their alumni and say, we got all these tier one students on scholarships and all this, because that's the upper crust of students that you want, tier one. And the reason I'm talking to Stacey with such passion is that I'm tired of PWIs getting credit for what HBCUs are building.
Oh, yeah. We are building greatness. As you stated, you know, I don't think people realize a lot of STEM, you know, students come from HBCUs. I mean, I was one, dual degree engineering, you know. So it's, you know, it is, we create greatness, like I said, we really, really do.
Okay, cool. As we you know, get on the inside of this interview, how does one find out about the Empowerment Me Tour? Is it set in the spring? Does it go out in the summer? Is it always in the fall? Do you have a calendar of events? Yep. Do you have to register? Tell us about that.
Okay, so we start back up our college readiness in the fall of this year. And then we will wrap it up in the spring of 2025. You can go to empowermetour.org, where this summer we will actually be putting our dates up and locations, and you'll be able to see it then.
Now, you say a readiness. Kind of help me out because I want to make sure I'm understanding what's going on. You say it starts here and it ends here. Please explain to me what.
So college. Yeah, so college readiness are for our high school students.
Right, okay.
And then we also do career readiness for our college students.
Okay.
Where they're able to get internships and job opportunities.
I see.
Yeah, so
I see.
We work it from your high school to college and from your college to your career or your entrepreneurial career.
Beautiful.
Whichever one you choose. We try to prepare you for both.
So I need to bring you back when? I got to bring you back on the show, what, in late August or September?
The beginning of September. Bring me back or
see,
late August.
See, here's the beauty of this relationship. When you come backstage, you know who you're talking to.
That's right.
You know,
absolutely. And I'll have some dates for you.
Okay. I'm going to get with your people because that's the whole process. Because if we don't stand strong like we're trying to do, Stacey, spread the word of HBCU, spread the brand of excellence, the brand of Black excellence and academic success, then we won't win. And I am here to help you win, help all HBCU win, alumni and everybody. That's why I broadcast every Tuesday is a reason. I'm headquartered. I can do it at my house. I can do it at my business. But I come here every Tuesday because I'm so proud to walk on this campus that you, my friend, graduated and both your parents graduated from too. Okay?
That's right. That's right.
As we close out, any closing words, you know, Miss Pratt?
You know what? Young people, get out there. Go to opportunities.uncf.org. Look for those scholarships. Start applying. Start applying now. You know, the only person that can stop you is you. You. No one else.
Well, thank you. Because I won't let them stop. And I will have you back. We're going to get the date in either August or whatever date you have available that you need to come back. And we're going to spread the word and continue to support UNCF and what you guys are doing in changing lives. Because lives can only be changed by effort. And effort can only help people create their dreams. And when you set a dream, you can start making plans with your goals, and when you achieve those goals, you will have excellence. Thank you for coming on my show, Stacey.
Thank you for having me.
We'll talk soon. I appreciate it. Again, Money Making Conversations Masterclass is every Tuesday. We will talk next week. Thank you, thank you, thank you for listening, and thank you for supporting my show.
Thank you for joining us for this edition of Money Making Conversations Masterclass. Money Making Conversations Masterclass with Rushon McDonald is produced by 3815 Media Inc. More information about 3815 Media Inc. is available at 3815media.com. And always remember to lead with your gifts.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
I'm so excited to tell you JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited-time men's collection for the everyday guy. What I love about Walker Hayes is his laid-back nature. He's a family man and being a country megastar while also having 7 kids. You know he likes to keep his style cool and casual. This new collection is perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear, affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th. Just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.